Hey, everybody. I am super excited to chat with legendary cybersecurity company Checkpoint Software. Bar, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you, Evan. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being here. Super excited to chat. You know, everyone in the industry knows of Checkpoint in one way or another, but really excited to dive deeper into your current strategy and ambitions. Before that, maybe introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners.
Yeah, sure. And thank you for inviting me. My name is Bar, and I'm leading the product management team together with my colleagues at Checkpoint. And we're working on the endpoint security market, providing a few very interesting products, which is Harmony Endpoint, Harmony Browse for browser security, and also for XDR. So that's it. And very excited to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And endpoint security has been around for a long time. It's always a hot topic. But tell us the current state of the industry. You know, what are some of the broader trends, challenges, opportunities that you face at Checkpoint, given this crazy cybersecurity landscape we're in right now?
Yeah, definitely. So I think that the endpoint security market is very interesting because it's keep evolving all the time, right? Every time you hear about a new attack vector, and it's very hard to keep up with everything. But what we are usually trying to do, I think the nice part is that we're always thinking about the customer. That means that we're always talking with customers, with our partners. And we really try to understand and to get a better view about what is really the challenge for them, not just, you know, the technology side and innovation, but what customers really need. And we usually, or this is what we lately can see, three main topics. It's first, customers are always focused about how can they be protected, because, you know, attacks are keep getting more and more sophisticated, and the attack vector getting more and more complicated. So three main topics. One is sophisticated attacks. How can they be sure that they are protected from all different kinds of attacks within the endpoint landscape? And the second one is that they are running really a lot of security products. They could have one product for email security, one product for browser security, one product for posture management, and one for endpoint. So they're really, really struggling, you know, to cover all of the attack vectors with the right products. And also, I think the last one is the lack of security training, and it's very hard for them to recruit, you know, a very good security expert. So what we're trying to do basically is to provide three main product pillars or main focus for our product to make sure that we're really, you know, answering those challenges, because again, it's keep evolving all the time. So we're trying to focus on three main topics. One is security excellence, how we can bring the best security and to keep up with all the different attack vectors and trends to make sure our customers are really protected. And I think the nice part, and this is one of our main differentiators, I think, is as Checkpoint, is we can offer a consolidated solution, a platform. Basically, customers can use all of our products as one-stop shop and could get all the, you know, the protection that they need. And it's also for the endpoint security. They can get all the endpoint security capabilities that they need, if it's browser security, posture management, and so on. So I think those are the main trends that we can see, and this is how we are trying, you know, to keep up with everything and to bring the best product that we can.
Well said. And you've been a leader in this space for very long, and yet you can't rest on your laurels. You have to have that long-term vision, short-term execution. How do you stay ahead of this really evolving, crazy threat landscape? Give us a little peek behind the curtain into the strategy there.
Yeah, so no, I said before, I think that we're trying to keep our strategy very simple, and we're trying to focus again on security excellence and how we can bring a one consolidated solution. I think that this is the best way to answer customers' challenges. So let's just take two examples to highlight it. You know, we said before one-stop shop, but you know, what does it really mean for our customers? So think about customers that can get, again, all the products that they need from endpoint, from a Checkpoint, if it's, you know, gateways, endpoint, or email security. But if you now take all those products and use our XDR, for example, you can basically correlate all the data from all the different products that we have and to get all the security data that you need to make sure that we can really protect our customers across the board from all the attack vectors.
And yeah, really exciting opportunity for them. And what are your customers telling you? Many are kind of overwhelmed by not only the threats, but by the vendor landscape. Yeah. So many startups, so much competition, which you know better than I. How do you, differentiate and do your research and line things up so you continue to have this leadership position?
Yeah, so I think that we're really trying, because we're really trying to focus on customers' needs. So our market research is usually from really talking with the customers, understand their needs. And we have a huge partner community. We have thousands of partners across the world that are working with customers and selling our products. So I think this is the best way to make sure that we really analyze the market as we want, by hearing customers, by hearing partners, and not just thinking about the technology side and how we can use innovation and so on, but to combine everything together. And we're also using a lot of analyst firms to hear more about the market and about the landscape, and really to challenge us. And the whole idea is to focus on customers, how we can really solve their problems. I think this is the key point here.
Yeah, that's quite a challenge. Many product managers are probably listening and watching this at the moment. What's your philosophy on that roadmap? You have to think short term, you have to think long term, you have so many different solutions. How do you stay ahead on the roadmap of challenges and opportunities when changes pop up and opportunities like AI that's now infiltrated every aspect of the good guys and the bad guys?
Yeah. Actually, it's a great question, and we're within the product management team, we're always thinking about it. And I think one thing for sure about roadmap is it will always change, right? It will never be a working plan and will be accurate one by one. But what we're trying to do, we're usually splitting the roadmap to 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. And usually the 1 year ahead is more accurate, and we can really execute what we want. And 3 and 5 years ahead, it will of course change. And I think the nice part is if you as a product manager and as a company, you could really understand the market and understand the changes and to adapt and to change your roadmap accordingly, I think this is the best way. First, you have a plan, you have a vision, what you're planning, but you will always keep it agile and keep changing. And I think you really was on the spot with AI. It's really changing everything now. And we as well change a lot of our roadmap, to face it and to use it as we want. But luckily in Checkpoint, we had the right, a base to have the right capabilities and use it for our advantage.
Well said. I think the business model has changed a lot over the years, will continue as well. We've seen the rise of cloud deliver solutions and security be the, top choice with customers. SaaS is everywhere. How have you had to evolve to stay ahead of those trends?
Yeah, actually, it's also a great question, even. I think that, and mainly for the endpoint security market, I think it's a very, I said it before, it's a very complicated market, very crowded. And I think many vendors are also trying to make it even more complicated. They are creating complex pricing model, and we are usually trying to take the advantages that we have and the technologies that we have, but to translate to a very simple, business model. I'm always thinking about Netflix. They are giving you three different packages and just choose what you want. No extra cost for queries and questions and data and all of that. I think the customers will not have the capability to understand everything and to keep up with it. So very simple pricing model, three packages, just choose what you want, no high charges and that's it. I think this is the key.
Yeah, well said. And you have to live in the world of marketing as well as product. So you're out there doing shows like this. That's something sometimes product management sort of hides behind sales and marketing. So well done there. How has your messaging strategy changed? Because again, it is very crowded. There's a lot of noise. There's hundreds of vendors now in different niches. You kind of have to differentiate yourself, even though you have a great brand, right?
Yeah. It's complicated, to be honest. And you just caught me on the right time because today we had a mm-hmm. long session about messaging and so on. So I think that I have the answer. But usually, again, we're checking ourselves very often when we try to be very accurate and to think about ourselves and think about what are really our differentiators. Because you said that the market is very crowded. And it's very hard to create differentiators. So we're really trying to be very accurate about what are our differentiators, what are our main competitive advantages, and of course, to keep in mind what customers really need and what are the challenges. And based on that, we're trying to create a very simple messaging, 1 to 3 main messages, and to promote it. I think this is the best way, not to make it too complicated or too easy. This is my philosophy. Very, very simple, very straightforward, and of course, use your advantages.
Well said. Of course, behind the scenes, it's very complicated, which can be a challenge. Talk about your go-to-market. You mentioned the landscape is changing. Of course, you're working with many amazing end customers. Your brands are all on your website, the logos. But how security is delivered and managed is completely changing. Talk about the rise of managed services providers and alternative channels to market. Mm-hmm. How are you kind of rising to meet that change?
Yeah, so as I said before, we have a huge partner community, and as part of it, we also have a lot of MSSPs that are our partners. And what we try to do, a new offering. And we talked before about the go-to-market and about the business model. So what we are offering is basically, it's very simple. You can consume a product as you want. You can consume it as just the product, buy the product and use it for your own needs. You can use an MSSP. So we have an MSSP platform that MSSPs can manage all of their customers, 100 or thousands of customers in one single tenant. And for example, they can set policy and to deploy it all over the place for all of their customers. And we also have MDR, right? So we can manage it for you. And I think the last piece, and this is also the very interesting part, is our Infinity Global Services. So we can basically manage your endpoint and deploy it and do everything for you. You just can, take our services. So I think this is the best way. You can just buy the product and to consume it as you want, or use one of our managed services options. And so far, partners are, very excited about it. And also, we see a lot of customers that are switching to manage services because they are very struggling to get the right security experts that they need. And it's really challenging.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. I didn't know that you had so many different options. As a company, you're doing phenomenally well, 20% year-on-year growth on revenue, super impressive, especially for a big company. What do you think? Your growth targets are going to go up or go down or stay the same? That's always the question. How do you keep growing? What say you?
Yeah, it's 20%. I'm not familiar with that, but if you said so, I believe you. Okay, again, the market is exploding. Cybersecurity is getting a must-have tool, and also endpoint security. It's not something that you can ignore. So we're working very hard, again, just to provide the right product, the right security capabilities, and to make it as simple as we want. And of course, the target is to keep growing and make our customers happy. So the target for next year is much, much higher. Yeah,
that's for sure. And security has weaved its way into every kind of product and service. I was at Mobile World Congress last week, and there were software-defined cars that require security, and mobile devices and healthcare devices, wearables. Almost everything's an endpoint now. Do you think AI is going to allow you to keep ahead of the curve here against the bad guys? Is that what you're betting on?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we all see the new AI capabilities You know, we're all familiar with ChatGPT, and this is the new trend. New, not just the trend. I think it's really going to change the way we work and the way we communicate and everything. And of course, AI could also bring new security threats. You know, we are not only going to use it for good reasons, but threat actors are going to use it to create more sophisticated attacks. And our job is to make sure that we are always in front of them. And I think that we have the right tools. We have the AI engine. We talked about before about the data that we have from all of our customers and all of our products. So things that everything is getting into one security engine or AI security engine. So basically, we could have the data from across the board, from all of our customers, all of our products into one engine, and basically to use the AI platform to our advantage. This is for security reasons, but we're also using AI for operational efficiency reasons and how we can make our security admins work much easier and how they can work with our product in a much better way. Because, again, we talked about it before, they're really struggling to get the right security experts and the right capacity to handle everything. So we are really trying to use AI for those reasons, security and ease of use. And this is the main effort now.
Impressive. So many opportunities. What are you looking forward to, you and your team? Any travel, any events coming up? You got RSA coming up in a couple of months, but you must be looking forward to quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. We are actually now running this week the CPX, the event in Las Vegas this week. So all of our partner community and customers are going to be in Vegas.
Oh, great! We have to wave to them in Vegas. So.
yeah, you should. It's a very very impressive event, and for sure, RSA it's the next stop.
Fantastic. Well, I know it's getting late. Thanks so much for sharing a peek behind the curtain. It's very exciting at Checkpoint. And thanks. And stay safe. Hope your friends, family, colleagues are keeping safe over there. And thanks, everyone, for watching. Reach out to Checkpoint. They put out great content on social media as well, a lot of education and research. So keep up the good work. Thanks, Bar.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.